Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ami Kazar back on the show. Ami is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a CEO, and founder of Multifunding. He is one of the leaders and has been now for a long time in doing financial business online, especially in the area of getting the capital that small business owners need. He's been one of the leaders in that area for many years. In fact, that's how we found him first way back in 2008. And he's our good friend, Ami Kazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So give us a little bit of a tour, Ami, of where the online financial industry is, especially in the area of access to capital. Let's take this segment and talk about where things are. My audience has heard me talk about crowdfunding, the different kinds of crowdfunding, where they are. They know about my attitude, my opinion, my evaluation of all those different things. But I'd like for you to give us your perspective on where the industry is right now.
Jim, you know, there's two ways to get money, from banks or not from banks. People like to think, and particularly some folks in the venture capital world like to think that alternative lending is a new industry. It's not. I like to say that alternative lending is as old as prostitution.
That's right.
in that, you know, there always will be people willing to lend money to others at a higher rate than banks will for take a little bit more risk. I think the first lesson in all of it is that if you can get a bank loan or an SBA loan, you should. It will be hands down cheaper than anything else you can get out there and will be better for your business in the long run, even if you have to go through a little bit of pain to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal for every business should ultimately be to be bankable.
Right.
And the question becomes,
because that means that you're doing something right as an operator of a business. It means that you've been able to get customers to pay you to pay you for your goods at a rate that allows you to make a profit, and you've been disciplined enough to keep those profits and to pay your bills. That's what bankable means, right, Ami?
That's correct. And you can enjoy the benefit of money at, you know, 4%, 5%, 6% and a long amortization. And it's kind of how our banking system is supposed to work.
That's right.
You're supposed to, like, go take deposits, and banks are supposed to lend to local businesses so that they can afford to, you know, build businesses and grow jobs. And it should be a little bit painful to get a bank loan and take a little bit of time, because banks to be careful. They have our deposits.
It's not supposed to be easy, is it?
Not supposed to be easy. I always, you know, sometimes some of these online business lenders like to promote speed, and I say, if you're in a hurry and you go to McDonald's for lunch, you might have indigestion for a couple of hours.
Right.
Afterwards. But a bad loan could give your business indigestion for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yep.
So if we can't get a loan though, and we turn to the online world, what is that looking like these days?
So, I think it divides into three different buckets. The one bucket is if you're in B2B business and you have receivable, then you can turn to factoring. It's been around for a long time, but it hasn't really been particularly changed by the online world.
Right.
But if you don't have those receivables and you can't leverage them as an asset to lend against, then you enter into what I think of as the Wild Wild West. And the majority of lenders out there online, Jim, are short-term online capital providers who are lending either in the form of a short-term loan or merchant cash advance where they debit daily money out of the business, the checking account. To the best of my knowledge, there are a couple hundred of them out there.
Right.
They are.
It's expensive, like, and they get into the middle of your business, don't they?
They, unfortunately, Jim, I think they're the right match for businesses very rarely, and while they do serve a need, but it's so expensive, and the money starts debiting out of your checking account every day.
Yeah. It's a place to turn, folks. It is not a, it's a little bit of a desperate place to turn, but it might be a place to start and work your way out of it. The goal would be to not have to do that anymore and to move toward other methods. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
If you are a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.